Title: Creative Limitation Drills for Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. All right, let's build some proper old school drum and bass energy in Ableton Live, using a method that sounds almost backwards at first. Limiting yourself on purpose. This lesson is all about creative limitation drills. Short, rules-based sessions where you intentionally restrict your options so you make faster decisions, commit earlier, and end up with that air authentic vibe. Because honestly, early jungle and DNB was basically made inside limitations. Fewer tracks, rougher samplers, less pristine mixing, and a lot more commitment. By the end, you'll have a 60 to 90 second sketch, one classic break, one bass, one stab or hoover, one atmosphere texture, and a simple arrangement that actually moves. And we'll do it mostly with stock Ableton devices. Before we touch any sounds, we're going to set the rules. This is the drill contract, and yes, you're going to follow it. Pick one drill. Don't mix and match yet. Here's the one I recommend to start. The 8-track jungle drill. Exactly 8 tracks. Maximum. Break main. Optional break layer. Optional kick. Optional snare. Bass. Stab or lead. Atmos and FX. And one extra track for resampling or little ear candy prints. That's it. 8 tracks forces you to make the break do more work, like the old days. Now do a quick pre-flight constraints check. This is a power move. Put the rules in your project name. Something like 168 jungle 8 TRK 1 break 3 notes 30 min. When it's staring at you every time you hit save, you stop negotiating with yourself. Set tempo to 165 to 170 BPM. Try 168. That's a sweet spot for rolling old school energy. And one crucial default for breaks: when you warp them, use beats mode, not complex, not complex pro. Beats. We want punchy transients, not smear drums. Cool. Now we build from the engine. The breakbeat. Load one classic break into an audio track. Amen. Think. Funky drummer. Whatever you've got. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve set to transients. And bring the envelope up somewhere around 30 to 60. Higher gets choppier. Lower stays smoother. We're aiming for controllable crispness. Not total destruction yet. Now quick hygiene. Because old school doesn't mean sloppy gain staging. Put a utility first and pull it down. I like minus 6 dB right away. If you want even more old school headroom, do minus 8 to minus 12 on your main groups later. The point is, stop accidentally mixing into clipping. You'll get better saturation and compression decisions when there's space. Then add EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove useless sub rumble. And if the break feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't carve it to death. Just make room. Now the fun part. Chopping. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients. Ableton drops it into a drum rack, mapped across MIDI notes. This is where the old-school workflow starts feeling fast, because now the break isn't a loop, it's an instrument. Make a one-bar MIDI clip and start with a classic two-step idea, snare on 2 and 4. For kicks, either use kickish slices from the break, or place your heavier hits around beat 1 and around 1.3, depending on how the slices feel. Don't overthink it, your ears will tell you which slice punches like a kick. Then add ghost notes. This is the secret sauce. Little 16th notes just before the snare. Tiny hat ticks pulled from the break. Small offbeat bits that create forward motion. You're aiming for that rolling, slightly frantic but controlled jungle momentum. Once it loops and nods your head, then we groove it. Go to the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing at around 57 to 60. Apply it at 30 to 60%. And listen carefully, the goal is push and pull, not fall down the stairs. If it starts stumbling, back off. Now let's add the grit chain, stock only, old school leaning. On your break track or a drums group, put drum bus first. Drive around 10 to 25%, crunch around 5 to 15. Boom is optional, maybe 0 to 20% around 50 to 70 Hz, but don't turn it into a fake subwoofer. Then add saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Then EQ 8, maybe a slight high shelf at 8 to 10kHz if you need a bit more air. Then glue compressor, attack 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Important limitation reminder, don't add a second break layer just because you can. Only layer if the groove truly needs it. Old school power is often one break, commit it hard. Okay, drums are moving. Next, bass. Simple, rude, effective. We're going for that old-school two-layer mentality. Sub-weight plus mid-movement. But we're going to keep it controlled. Create a MIDI track with Wavetable or Operator. If you want a quick release, Wave eatable is easy. Saw on oscillator 1. Saw on oscillator 2. Detune slightly. Unison 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 10 to 20%. Low pass filter. 24 dB slope. Cut off somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz to start. Don't worry. We'll automate later. If you want more classic behavior, operator is great too. Saw wave. Maybe a tiny bit of detune or a super subtle pitch LFO. Tiny. If you hear it wobbling like a dubstep LFO, you've gone too far. Now the bass control chain. If your synth doesn't already cover it, add auto filter and keep the movement subtle. Rate it 1/8 or 1/4, small amount. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Then EQ 8 as needed. And here's the big one for workflow. Sidechain the bass from the break track. Keep it simple. Use Ableton's compressor, enable sidechain. Pick the break. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Reduce until the groove breathes. We're not going for exaggerated pumping, just giving the break the first word. Now the limitation move that instantly makes it jungle. Write your bass line using only 3 notes. That's it. Pick a root note, then maybe the flat 7 and flat 6. 3 notes creates focus, and it forces rhythm and sound to do the storytelling. Build a 1-bar bass loop first. Long notes with little dips work great. Or do a call and response against the snare, a phrase that speaks, and then a phrase that answers. Leave space around the snares so the drums still smack. Pro pocket trick if you want that rolling feel. Keep the drums grooved, but nudge the bass slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do that with track delay or by manually shifting notes. When bass sits just behind the drums, the whole tune leans forward. Next, the hook. The rave DNA. Tabs or hoovers. Pick one source. That's the rule. One hook sound. If you've got a chord stab sample, drop it into simpler. Set it to classic mode. Set voices to 1 for that mono. Played from pads vibe. Add a tiny pitch envelope downward. Amount -5 to -15. Decay 50 to 120 milliseconds. That little pew pitch snap makes it feel sampler era immediately. Then process it like it's 1994 but inside live. Add redux. Bit reduction around 10 to 12. Sample rate around 10 to 18 kHz. But blend gently. Too much and it turns into brittle sand. Then auto filter, band pass or low pass, and automate cutoff so the stab phrases breathe. Then reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and keep it dark with a high cut around 6 to 8k. Then utility, and narrow it a bit if it's washing out the center, maybe 80 to 100% width. If you prefer a synth hooverish thing, you can do saws with unison and add chorus ensemble. Chorus mode, amount 20 to 40%, but again, don't turn it into a modern super saw festival lead. Keep it a hook that can repeat without getting annoying. And limitation reminder, keep the part minimal, 1 or 2 stab patterns per 8 bars. Old school is repetitive, but the cleverness is in the variations and the mutes. Now, atmosphere. This is the glue that makes it feel like a place. Make one atmo audio track, vinyl noise, rain, station ambience, crowd. Whatever you've got. One track only. AQ 8 first. High pass 150 to 300 Hz. Then auto pan at 1/8 or 1/4. Amount 10 to 25% for movement. Then a long reverb. 3 to 6 seconds. Dark it down with filters. Then a tiny bit of saturator. 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. It's glue, not a feature. Extra coach trick. If you want the drums to feel louder without raising them, sidechain the noise bed slightly from the snare. So every snare hit dips the noise a touch. It creates contrast, and contrast feels like impact. Now let's arrange, because this is where a lot of intermediate producers get stuck. They make a great loop and then just keep it looping. We're doing old school structure in 8-bar blocks. Think DJ friendly phrasing. Here's a simple 64-bar plan, around a minute and a half at 168. First 8 bars, intro. Atmo plus filtered break. Put an auto filter on the break. Start low past around maybe 500 Hz and slowly open it. Tease the stab once every 4 bars. No full bass yet. Maybe a hint of sub, but keep the drop hungry. Next 16 bars, drop A. Full break pattern. Bass enters properly. Stab answers in the second half of the phrase. If you're not sure where to place it, try letting the stabs show up more around bars 13 to 16, like a response. Next 8 bars, mini breakdown or switch. Pull the breakdown to hats and ghosts by muting some slices. Filter the bass down and let the reverb and delay tail speak. Next 16 bars, drop B. Bring it back, but add exactly one twist, not 10. 1. Swap a snare slice. Add a single fillet bar 40 or 48, or automate the bass filter slightly higher in the response phrase. Last 16 bars. Outro. Strip elements every 4 to 8 bars. Remove the hook first. Keep drums running longer. That's how you make it feel mixable and intentional. Now, 2 return tracks. Because jungle loves space, but it needs control. Return A's dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20-35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6-8K. Then put saturator after the echo. Drive 2-4 dB. That saturation makes the repeats feel like hardware. Return bead is dark reverb. Reverb decay 2.5-5 seconds. Pre-delay 15-25 ms. High cut 5-7 km. Then EQ 8 after it. Cut lows below 200-300 Hz. Always. Low reverb mud is the fastest way to kill drum and bass. Send stabs and atmo to these returns. And if you want flavor, just a tiny send from the snare into the delay or the dark verb. Now let's talk about the mindset mistakes to avoid, because these are the things that quietly wreck old school vibes. Mistake 1. Too many layers too early. If your first instinct is add another drum loop, stop. Make the one break work harder. Commit to it. Mistake 2. Warping breaks with complex or pro. That can smear the hit. Beats mode keeps the transient snap. Mistake 3. Overswinging. Groove should nod. If it starts feeling drunk, reduce the groove amount. Mistake 4. Bass fighting the break low end. Control the subs. Carve the break with a high pass. Sidechain intelligently. Mistake 5. Reverb everywhere. Use returns. Filter lows and keep the groove upfront. Mistake 6. No arrangement movement. Even minimal tunes need mutes, fills, and automation every 8 to 16 bars. Now, a couple advanced workflow upgrades you can start using immediately. First, a /B by muting, not by adding. Anytime you want to add a new layer, first mute one existing element for 2 bars and listen. If it suddenly gets better, you weren't craving a new sound, you were craving contrast. Second, resampling equals commitment. Make a track called Prince. When you get a break fill you love, or a stab tail, or a bass movement, resample it, flatten it to audio, and move on. That's how you finish music instead of endlessly tweaking. Third, the 8-bar rule of change. Every 8 bars, change exactly one thing. One snare slice swap. One ghost note move. One reverse hit. One filter move. That keeps momentum without turning your arrangement into chaos. This audio version is shortened for playback.